Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
This is the Dave Moore podcast with me, unsurprisingly, Dave Moore, but perhaps very surprisingly, Colin Minogue and Nina Shannon. I'm allowing them into my podcast. Come on in, guys.
Oh, very surprising.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Do you like what I've done with the place?
Yeah, it's I can't believe I'm working here on a Friday.
Isn't this what it's all about? It's just about working. It's about being part of a team.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Do you think we're a good team?
I don't think you're a good team. I think you're the best team.
Yay.
I think
we are a good team.
I think
if we left, you'd be fine.
No.
You just replace us.
I'll tell you what, you guys are the only team I have. I'll say that much.
That is true.
Like the amount of people that you have worked with throughout all of your 100 years in this radio, bit larky. Like it would come and go. There's been past and there'll be future.
There'll be more. There'll be another Emer. I think there is.
See, now you're going to make me say something. You're not going to think I'm being genuine, but I am being genuine. I think there's something special about this group of four people, the three of us and Maria, who's not here right now. I genuinely think there's something special about this. And I think we've managed probably the biggest upheaval that I certainly have gone through, which is obviously, you know, going into the Dave Moore show on Today FM. And I don't think I would have been as successful. I don't think I could have done it as seamlessly or enjoyed it as much if I wasn't with the three of you guys. I know there can be other people and there have been over the years, but right now there's a little bit of magic.
Oh, thanks for ruining it, Dave.
Sorry. Bring it all down to tears now, guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna go have a little cry.
But anyway, the best thing is I'm out of here.
Yes, thank God. Yeah,
see
enough of that.
You'll have a different presenter to worry about because I'm going on my holidays. And in fact, we talked about when you're packing for your holidays, what are your absolute must-haves? What are the non-negotiables when you're packing? So don't call me up. That's Mabel and Don't Call Me Up on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
A lovely text in to start the show from somebody whose husband I met last night in Tesco and Swords. And they're saying, thanks for being so kind to my husband. I was listening. Brian and I had a great chat. It was lovely to meet him. He was so friendly and very complimentary about the show. He obviously enjoys it. So
you were in Tesco's. I thought you get your shopping delivered.
No, we do a mix. We do Tesco delivery. We do Dunn's is literally up the road from my house. And then I was over in Screwfix getting bits and B&Q and whatever. And on the way back, I was passing. I went, do you know what now? I'll get the shopping done now. So I will, says I. So I will.
Shopping done? I thought you were heading off.
That's the thing. I am heading off on my holidays, but you've got to strike that balance. Particularly over the last few days of your holidays, where you need enough food to get by, but you don't want anything left over in the fridge when you're going on your summer holidays.
Yeah.
Now, also, it's a bit of a weird one for us because we're actually doing a house swap with my brother-in-law.
Yes, yes.
So this is like, so we also have to fill up with things that we think they'll need. So, you know, I can't buy bread now for them because it'll be hard by the time they come over. So you've got to wait till the last minute to do that. And anyway, hey, look.
So it's like wine and chocolates and
wine, chocolates,
like
cereals. Make sure there's cereals for the kids for the mornings when they wake up and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
So, but I was actually in the attic last night, getting at the suitcases, going through the little bits that we need to pack. And then also thinking about, well, if we give each of the kids a 10 kilo bag, surely they're small and it's Spain, we're going to, it's hot. All of their stuff will fit in that. And then I start getting conversations like, well, Dad, I'm bringing my Jordans, my other Jordans, my Yeezy slides, two pairs of flip-flops. And I'm like, none of that will fit in your suitcase. No, it's going in your suitcase. And I'm like, no, hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Packing my own suitcase is vitally important. I mean, there's certain things that, like, I just cannot travel without. And remember recently I talked about my new pillow?
Yes.
Well, I've got a joke around that, but I just thought of this morning. What will I pack for my holidays? I'll pack a pillow.
Oh.
I'll pack a...
Because
it's an alpaca pillow.
Yeah,
this you can't use that one now in bad jokes or anything.
Yeah,
it's
kind
of gone.
I'll pack alpaca pillow.
Yeah.
Alpaca pillow.
Yeah, I know.
You've got a couple of weeks now to workshop that.
Yeah,
it's a bit early when you thought of that joke, was it?
Yeah, it was the first thing you thought of when you woke up this morning.
It was 5:47 when I thought of that. Yeah, yeah.
Max of that.
Yeah, yeah. Brush my teeth and then that came into my head, yes. No, but I will, like, honestly, I don't know about you, but like when I'm packing, there are certain non-negotiables. Like, I have to have my pillow. There's a couple of times where I have, when I've traveled abroad for a short period of time, you know, Metallica in Hamburg,
mm-hmm.
you know, a weekend away, I'll go, oh, fine, I'll settle for whatever hotel offering they have. Well, this is 2 weeks. Like, you know, this is a proper family summer holiday. I am bringing my alpaca pillow with me. So I have to put that in my suitcase. That has to go in.
Can you like? Can you vacuum pack that or anything? How do you get that in?
That's a shit.
So no, would it, so much room.
Would it affect the like when I unvacuum packed it?
Oh yeah, maybe so.
You know, because right now it's the perfect thickness. I wouldn't want to damage the wool that's inside.
There's maybe
a lot of consideration. I think I'd rather sacrifice clothes, jocks, pairs of sneakers. I'd rather bring the pillow perfectly.
Yeah, what's the story like? Because you obviously wear a different pair of sneakers in here every day. You pride yourself on your sneakers. That's a big decision for you. Are you just bringing over one pair for the whole thing or walking sneakers out, dinner
walking sneakers?
Okay, no, that is a fair question. However, I turn down the demanding side of myself with sneakers when it comes to holidays. Because look, let's face it, I need Crocs most of the time.
Yeah.
Because you're in and out of the pool. So I've got my, I can't bring my fluffy Crocs because obviously if they get wet,
stink.
The fluff stays wet. So I have the camo ones that I wear that have little charms that my daughters put on them. So I'll be wearing them. And then I bring a kind of an in-between. So I, like there's three levels of sneakers in my life. There's the holy grails, there's the ones that like, that I wear, you know, very rarely, but they're there and I wear them when I want to like really flex. Then there's the beaters, which are like, I'm going to a gig, people are going to stand on my toes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to a festival, they're going to get mucky. You know, whatever, they're just, they're there. And then in between them are these kind of middle pairs, and that's what I'll pack. I'll pack something where it's probably all leather. It can be, I can use a wipe on it to clean it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, so probably a pair of, Kyle, you'd know them well, the Jordan 5 K54s, K-San Concatch.
Oh, you're bringing those?
Yeah. He hasn't a clue. None does anyone else except me. Anyway, yeah, probably one pair of white Jordans is all I'll bring, and then the rest will be summery things. But, but I can't be alone in, like, packing must-haves. Like, there are things. You said you saw like a survey or something.
There was a survey out during the week, I think, from the UK, and they said tea bags, that a lot of Brits bring tea bags with them on their holidays. And I think a lot of Irish people do that too. I know I do, but I drink herbal tea. So the amount of times I've come back from a trip, even like a weekend away or whatever, and like months later been like repacking to go away somewhere else, and then I find like a load of tea bags I've shoved in. Because I never drink tea then when I'm away. I just forget about it.
Oh my God, I drink so much tea in my... Now, because I'm doing a house swap with my brother-in-law, he has tea bags in his house. So
yeah,
I'm okay. I don't have to worry about that. But I would normally, if like we go to the States, like we absolutely pack the tea bags with us. Like the Barry's come with us.
Oh yeah.
I also bring soft mints with me.
Soft mints.
Yeah.
Granny Emer.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Soft mints.
Well, at least it's not a sucky sweet. But why would you bring soft mints? Because you can't get them.
Yeah, they're harder to get away. And like, I like Mentos, but they're not as nice as soft mints. They're not soft. So usually when I'm going away, like even now I'm going to going camping at the weekend for a night, and I'll bring a couple of packets of soft mints just in case.
Just in case.
And an orange.
Two packets of soft mints and an orange just in case. Well, what's yours? 087-4100-102. 087-4100-102. Is there anything you absolutely must have when you're going away, no matter what? Pillow, tea bags, soft mints. There's some suggestions for you.
I have a life-changing one, but I'll hold it till over the song, guys.
Wow.
Life-changing.
Nice radio trick there, Carl, keeping people listening. They won't turn out now, I'll tell you. Philip says, Dave, forget your neck pillow. Oh, it wasn't an airplane neck pillow, but go on. You need to invest in a neck fan, says Philip. It's like a set of headphones that fits nicely around the neck. 25 quid from Dunn's. That's 25 quid I've ever spent. Would that like be keeping you cool in the hot weather? Or are you just wearing it, keeping your neck cool on the plane? More details, Philip. I want more details. Gert says you don't want to employ him.
You do not want me packing your bag for a holiday. Because me, how many days am I going to be there? 10 days, right. 10 pants, 10 shirts, 10 jocks, a couple of pairs of socks just in case. Maybe 2 extra pants, 2 extra shirts just in case. My slip-on I use the Hitex. Slip-on Hitex, pair of closed shoes, and the plane ticket, and off we go. And that's that. No must-haves, no this or that. Just throw yourself down on the hotel bed. And go sleep when you have to sleep, and get up and go eat and drink.
All right, Kurt, that's fair. It's all well and good saying no must-haves, except you just listed off 274 items you're putting into your suitcase. So I don't know. I think you've got loads. Jacinta says vacuum pack everything in the case. I would have had a vacuum pack system, but I don't. Donnie and Davey are both giving it to me for calling runner sneakers. Mm. No, it's the culture.
I went straight away and said sneakers as well. Look what you're doing to
That's
me.
It. Like, but the thing is, Davey says they're called runners and Donny says they're called trainers. The point is, there's lots of words for them. But sneaker culture is a thing and sneakerheads say sneakers. I'm a sneakerhead, so you're not getting away with it. Cahill, you said you've got an absolute game changer for packing.
Like, literally life changing.
Okay, go on.
So you know when you're going off on your holidays, plugs, you need adapters.
Yes, you do.
You're trying
Good
to find
shout.
All these different adapters. Dave, game changer. One adapter and an extension lead. Come on, I did it for Thailand. Absolute game changer. What are you laughing at? No, because that works, because you just put the plug into the...
No, I'm not laughing at your idea. I'm laughing... Does everyone not do this? This is what you do.
No, Dave. No one does this.
What? No, hang on. I remember,
never heard you say this.
I do remember blowing Dermot's mind in, I think it was Poland in 2012, when he wanted to charge something. And he went, I don't have an adapter. And I went, just plug it into mine. Like, he's lucky he had the Irish plug. And I was like, he goes, how? We're in Poland. And I was like, look. And I had like a five-way extension lead with like five different plugs coming off it.
Oh.
And he was like, I just thought everyone thought of this.
You've been doing it for years.
Yeah, but good shout though, Colin, in fairness.
Oh, like,
in case anyone doesn't know.
For all your different chargers.
And then you do just need the one, whether it's Europe or America or Thailand or wherever. What was the plug like in Thailand? Was it like the Australian ones?
I was never in Australia. You didn't bring me there when you went.
No, we made an executive decision to leave Colin Neymar
home. Two little prongs, like slicey knives.
Slightly sideways?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Australia. Yeah. You would have known if you went.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Wow.
Owena says, a must-have for packing for holidays, a roll of Cashel toilet roll. Okay. I mean, if you're really into it. But Alan says, whenever I take the ferry to France, I pack two things. The coffee machine. All right. And two cans of cider. The French don't make good cider, but how long is two cans lasting you? Are you just getting the trip over and that's it? I don't know. But whatever you
this
need.
This is wetting your palate as well. Then you want more.
A little bit. Dave is keeping it simple. He just says, packing must-haves. Wallet, passport, job done. Fair. And Nick just says, me Ireland jersey. Yeah. On Ireland. All right, let's give Cahill his juice. Georgina and Leash says, Cahill, you absolute legend.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea. No, Dave, not everyone does it. Off to Spain on Sunday and on the hunt around the house now for extension lead.
Brilliant.
So there you go. You've educated at least Georgina. Although Tanya says,
don't mind them, Dave. Anyone with any kind of common sense does this. I actually bring two adapters and two extension leads.
Two?
Because loads of devices.
Yeah, all my kids will bring their own one.
Really?
And so I'll have to have six, and my wife, so I'll have to have six individual Spain plugs, but then they will all feed into, like, it's having kids, like, you just need so many things. Kira says the same thing. It must be the kids, Dave. Essential for all the devices to do, and she totally does the extension lead thing. Cahill, old news, the extension lead thing, doing it for years, says Michelle. But look, yeah, it's all
Georgina
right.
Didn't know.
No, so my point is, you're right, Cahill, it's old news to people who've been doing it, but it could be new news to people who aren't doing it.
Yeah.
So that's definitely where we're going.
There's someone out there that didn't know.
Fionnuala's in Tyrone this morning. Hi, Fionnuala.
Morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm very good. And yourself? You having a nice Friday?
Absolutely, yes.
You're not going on your holidays this weekend, are you?
No, not this weekend. We're not that long back.
So, good. And what's your tip for everybody for packing?
Right. So what I do whenever I'm going away is I buy those tumble dry sheets.
Oh, yeah.
Lenore or Comfort or whatever. Yeah. I use Lenore. And take those with me in the case so that when you are sorting out your dirty washing from your rest of your stuff in your suitcase, put those in with your dirty clothes to stop everything going all smelly.
Now that is genius.
And it works a treat, particularly with socks and ski socks and things like that.
Oh, ski socks, yeah. Actually, I've honestly never thought of that. That's such a great idea because there's nothing worse, in fairness, to the smell of the suitcase when you get home.
I know. So. Especially if you have things that you haven't worn as well. So
yes.
Keep them separate.
That's
and then keep this in with it. Yeah.
And what I've done sometimes, and only when I'm organised, is have a plastic bag and constantly put the dirty clothes in the plastic bag. But if I put the
put that into the plastic bag,
that's what I'm thinking. Yes.
Yeah.
Great shout, Fionnuala.
Yes.
Love it. Right, thanks a million for that. Have a lovely weekend.
See ya.
Bye. And Linda's in Wexford. Linda, you're like me. You like your comforts, do you?
Oh, love my comforts, Dave. Yeah.
Right, so
slippers
same
and
as
hot
myself.
Water bottles.
Slippers and hot water bottle. Oh, now you're talking. And would you bring them no matter where you're going?
No matter where I'm going. I actually have two pairs of the same
slippers.
Yeah.
I keep one in the suitcase and one in the house. One pair in the house.
I absolutely love this. Now, but tell me though, Linda, right? Like, let's say I'm going to Spain, right? There's a heat wave across Southern Europe. Like, you know, it's going to be 40-odd degrees. Like, do you think I should still bring my lap blanket?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
It's called comfort.
It is. And would you bring it now, honestly, to a hot country? You'd bring your slippers and your hot water bottle.
I bring my slippers and hot water bottle.
And would you actually use the hot water bottle if it was, like, roasting hot?
Yeah. Now, the reason for the hot water bottle is I love walking and hiking. So I would, like, I wouldn't think twice about going for a 30-35 kilometre walk.
Wow.
So when I come home, back from wherever, the hot water bottle then is just nice for the muscles.
Nice for the muscles, that makes
sense. You don't always have a bath or things like that. But
yeah.
Yeah, so if it's, even if it's hot, I just have it just to help the old muscles.
Honestly, that is such a good idea. If you're as active as you sound, in fairness, Linda, that is definitely a smart one. Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, you going on your holidays or have you been already?
No, I was away at Easter. I was in Porto, and then I had the luxury of going to Italy with school.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Yeah.
So we have the Fla now this week.
That's right, the Fla is going to be massive. No, you're dead right. Enjoy it all. Thanks a million, Linda. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mairead says, Dave, I always bring bin bags with me and put whites, mix and dark clothes in each one. That way you don't have to touch the dirty washing when you get home. Just shove it into the washing machine. Great shout altogether. And Tanya's got a tip for everybody. Hang on now. Where's Tanya gone? Here she is here.
Don't mind them, Dave. Anyone?
No, I've already played that one. It was a different Tanya, wasn't there? Yeah, I'll get that one in a minute. I'll get that one in a minute. I'm having one of those Friday before holiday days.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah. You have holiday brain.
I've already checked out. No, I haven't. I'm here.
I don't think there is.
No, Sinead says she's bringing ground coffee with her from the wee coffee shop beside me. Getting 2 kilos this morning for a fortnight in Cork. And 3 reminder sets so I don't forget it. More likely to forget the Baba than the coffee, says Sinead. Right. The other Tanya I talked about. I finally got her sorted. Here's the voice notes she sent in.
Hi, guys. That's funny. I just turned another Tanya on the radio. But just to add into your extension things, make sure that the adapter, 5-way adapter that you bring with you, has USB ports in it. And then you only need to bring cables to charge the phone.
You see, there's thinking for you. USB ports on your adapter. And then you're sorted. You don't even need to be worrying about whether or not you've got, like, you all you need is the plugs then to plug the phone in. You see that, Carl? What about that? Open the game again.
So then you have more free plugs and then you have USBs.
And then you have USBs as well, yeah.
How many devices do people have? I mean,
6 people going holidays, Carl, you know, a lot of, I'll get to charge my headphones, Dad. Lorraine from the Dock says, we're flying to Benidorm in 2 weeks. We both have 123 kilo suitcase and 110 kilo luggage allowance. My hubby Declan thinks this weight allowance is a target that he has to meet.
Oh, I totally get that.
No,
I don't do it now. It's just my missus does it. Like, the people are like that.
I don't know.
They have to reach the...
I would always like to leave room for what I want to bring back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go into town, you spot something, you go, do you know what? You know what I need? I need a cheap neck fan, like Philip, who sent the text earlier on. I don't know if I can do that. And then there's a lovely message from Pete, says, Dave, you know nothing about packing for holidays until you're a photographer trying to pick what lenses you need to bring. Oh, yeah. And remember, it has to go in your carry-on because you don't want it to get damaged. Yeah, Pete, I know. I have travelled before as an amateur photographer with a couple of lenses only. And yeah, it is. You're carrying them in those protective backpacks and hoping that the little bits that protect them from each other. They won't bang off each other. They won't bang off the body. They won't... Yeah, I've just used my iPhone now.
You know, actually, what I just thought of there, what I brought to Thailand as well. Now, I'm not saying this is a game changer, but it's the first time I did it. I brought my laptop with me, right? But I brought a HDMI cable as well. So every hotel room we were in when we were travelling around Thailand, Netflix... HDMI cable, just watch our series.
Big telly.
Yeah.
There you go. Smart move from Cathal Minogue.
There's another game changer, guys.
Wow, Cathal. I mean, blew our minds with the adapter.
Adapter.
Lead.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. No one ever thought of that before.
And the HDMI.
HDMI is not a bad show.
Yeah, that's a new one for me. I really appreciate that one.
Yeah.
Because someone did suggest there about the Chromecast.
Mm.
Yes. And that, I've tried that as well. And that's not as easy.
Not as reliable.
It's not as reliable. You have to try and log in on Wi-Fi's. It's a bit more trickier. Do you know that you set up the Chromecast?
Yeah.
I have a Google one, so all I know is that I have to log into like the Chromecast. nearly has to log into some network or something.
Yeah, it has to get onto the network. Yeah.
I like the noise it makes when it comes back. It's like bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah, well, that noise does not happen when you're in a hotel and the Wi-Fi is kind of crappy.
HDMI cable is a good shout.
The laptop is just solid.
I remember being away with work for, we were away for a week. It was Christmas. We were away for a week and we were staying in loads of different hotels, which is, you know, sounds lovely. Yeah. But when you're staying in a different hotel every night and you're there for like an hour at a time.
Even,
you go in, dump your stuff, you go off, do your bits, come back, maybe go out for dinner, come back, go to bed. And one of the nights we were in Galway and the hotel room was very nice. And I decided I was going to do my own thing for dinner and I went off, got like a lovely wrap. I was like, I'm going to go sit up now, cozy because it's Christmassy time, and watch something crappy on the telly. Went into the hotel room, pressing the button.
Just wouldn't work.
Telly wouldn't work. And like, that's my, like when I go to hotels, the first thing I do is turn on the telly. And
you,
I was
know
like,
me,
the
same. Yeah,
I just sit there and like put something on my laptop. So there was just, it went from being like cozy in bed and loving things to like sitting on the side of the bed, eating a wrap, watching something on my laptop, twitching. Very quickly went from glam to
it's not quite
very
as
reality.
Glam. It's not quite as glam. Listen, the other thing that is absolutely brilliant that you must bring every time you go on your holidays, all the bad jokes on the podcast, guys. You know bad jokes are what it's all about.
Download them for the plane.
In fact, I will tell you, you guys slag me off. I mean, you're contractually obliged and enforced to be here, Colin Emer. But every now and again, a joke hits that makes the room make this noise.
Very good.
So good. A real laugh and very good. And listen, myself praising myself at the end saying so good. But look, every now and again,
that was a great joke.
It hit the sweet spot.
See if you can find it in here. Have a listen.
Right, you've heard hilariously enforced Emer.
Hey.
And chuckling contractually obliged Carl. Hillary's kicking things off today, 1st of August. She says, Dave, is today really August? Or are you lying to me?
Hey. I'm using that today.
And today only.
Yes. A couple of Olympic ones then. Paul says, the guy in work is nicknamed the Olympic Flame because he never goes out. Barry and everyone sent me this, but it's so good, it's worth doing. Nice to see that Craig David, MBE, is part of the GB Olympic archery management team in Paris. He's chiefly the bow selector.
God, such a run up to that.
Dave says a gymnast walks into a bar. She is deducted 5 points. And latest Olympic news from Brian, in an attempt to change its image, equestrian dressage is to be renamed Strictly Come Prancing.
Very good.
So good. Ingrid says, my childhood crush and I are finally getting married this year.
Ooh.
Me in September and him in November. Now, Carl, a lad called Cashel, I mean, where you're from, sent me a joke. But his name is C-A-I-S-E-A-L, which is the Irish for castle, and presumably the original name of Cashel.
Fantastic name.
Great name.
You've got to name your kid Cashel.
Yeah, Cashel Manon.
Can I do that?
Of course you can.
I don't know. It would be a bit weird.
Well, you need to run it by someone else who's involved.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cashel says, a man got hit by a rental car. He said it hurts.
Oh, God.
Your kid's going to have those jokes, maybe, too.
Great name, bad joke.
Robert says, Dave, a man just assaulted me with milk, butter and cheese. How dare he?
Classic.
Andrew says, my phone rang and a fella said, it's going to be foggy tonight. And then he hung up. And he called again. He said, it's going to be foggy tonight. And then he hung up. And he called a third time. He said, it's going to be foggy tonight. And then he hung up. I've had 3 missed calls.
Oh, God.
And finally, Paul says, my wife yelled at me, yeah, and you only hear what you want to hear, Paul. And I said, sure, babe, I'd love a beer.
There's bad jokes. You know I love them. You know they'll be back when I get back off my holidays. Gotta have the bad jokes. If you have any, you know where I am, by the way, at DaveTodayFM on Instagram. Go and send me your bad jokes. Anytime you come across one, to go, ooh. And a lot of people sometimes say that they've thought of one or they've found one, to go, but someone else probably sent it to you. Don't think that. Send me the joke.
Yeah.
I don't mind if I get the same joke 3 times.
Own it.
Or 30 times. I'd rather get that than not get it at all. Yes!
When you come back now, you're going to be all nice and tanned and gorgeous. Do you
what
get
was
a tan?
Terrible joke you made recently? Oh, the alpaca.
Alpaca my pillow. Yeah. Alpaca pillow.
Still sad that happened to my ears.
I'll pack a pillow. It's no, a great
I'm still,
joke.
Why did you genuinely ask for that? Because I think we all need to appreciate just how bad that was. And I think if I've had to hear it more than once, everyone else should have to hear it numerous times.
Gal said, do I get a tan? No, I don't get a tan. I have, first of all, got very light skin. And second of all, I spend all my time in the shade and covered in factor 50. So I actively try and avoid a tan, to be honest with you.
Then what do you go over to the sun for?
Being in the warmth.
Yeah, to be warm and go swimming and do all those things and enjoy the kind of holiday areas. Yeah. So like go down for a lovely meal. You know, in the evening time when the sun is no longer burning things left, right and centre, you can kind of stroll around and enjoy yourself. But those hours from like 11 to 3, shade, bro.
And are your kids now, are they mixing with other kids around or, because you're doing a house swap this time, so yeah. It's not a resort?
No, not a resort. No, there'll be fewer people around for them, so they'll have to make do with each other. But the good thing is having twins like I do, the girls are just best friends, so that's fine. They're kind of entertaining each other. All that's super handy.
Yeah.
And the boys are 12 and 14, so they'll punch the heads off each other for the entire 2 weeks, which is great fun. Yeah. Can't wait. Really looking forward to that, yeah. Dad, you see what he did to me? He slide tackled me. You pushed me down the stairs. I can't wait. It's going to be so calming and relaxing. Yay.
Lovely. Tropical, it sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Take your mind off those kinds of things and listen to two wonderful celebrities, Matt Willis and Emma Willis. Matt is in Busted. He's a legend. Busted, one of my favorite bands ever. And Emma Willis, you'll know from, she does shows about giving birth. She also does Big Brother. She also does The Voice UK. And the two of them have combined to give us Love is Blind UK. It's coming to Netflix. It's going to be unreal. And they were sound enough to have a chat with me. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No.
No?
No, no.
No.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? I'm doing my best Peter Kay. Can you hear me now?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Very
yeah,
good.
As long as I just stick to that, it's very good. If I develop it any further, you'll see the holes very quickly.
Oh, okay. That worked wonders.
Matt and Emma, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
I'm doing really well. I'm going to kick this interview off not with Love is Blind. That's okay. Just for a second.
Yes.
I just want to know, Matt, are you a cold water immersion person?
Oh my God, I'm
started,
obsessed.
But you see,
how did you know?
See, well, because I do a bit of research, the odd bit, a little tiny, teeny bit. But you see, Emma, I'm actually with you on this because I'm not, and I don't understand why people do this.
Right.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, I've dabbled with
right.
it. Right. And when I come out after the kind of, the feeling of my body comes back, I do feel pretty great. I don't want to say this out loud. I don't want to admit it to Max.
See?
I never have before.
See?
But it's the getting in and staying in that is, I'm just like, I talk myself out of it every time.
You see, I don't know. I've now maybe I'm wrong here, Matt, okay? But I've developed the opposite attitude where I want to be constantly in my comfort zone. I want an arse groove in my comfort zone. That's what I want.
Life begins outside of that, Dave. Outside of that arse groove.
You might be right. You might be right. But I'm quite happy with my arse groove life.
That's a great quote. Life begins outside your arse groove. There we go.
Yeah,
great.
That's a tattoo I need to get. Congratulations on hosting Love is Blind. This is so exciting.
Thank you very much, Dave.
We are stoked to be here.
So let's imagine someone in my audience listening who doesn't know Love is Blind from any of the other iterations around the world. Can you give us the kind of elevator pitch for what it is for those people?
Okay. Right. Love is Blind is basically a dating experiment show where basically people go in, there's 15 boys and 15 girls, and they go into these pods and they date each other blind, so they don't ever see the person. And then they whittle it down over time about who they're having connections with, and until they form a connection with somebody, and then one of them proposes to the other person. And only when they propose will they get to meet each other face to face. And then they meet each other face to face, they're engaged, then they go off and they spend some time together at a retreat, then they go back home and they meet each other's friends and family, and they kind of
live together.
Live together. And then at the end, there's a wedding. And it's whether or not they say yes or no.
It's incredible.
It's bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually is.
When I explain it like that, that is crazy talk. But for some reason, it really works.
It does. And look, I've seen some of the other versions of this, and I can't wait for the UK one. But that first moment when they both come through the sliding doors and they see each other from a distance and they walk up, like there's some serious chemistry, Emma. When they get together, they're... Hands can be going places, and there's, you know, they've built up a lot of tension.
it's a really telling moment as well, isn't it? Because you can see it instantly, I think, if someone's unsure or if someone is like, oh my God, I have hit the jackpot. Have you seen any of the reveals on this series?
No, not on this one, no.
Okay, well, there is one, Dave, which you are going to absolutely love.
Yes.
How can I let you know? I'm just going to say red lipstick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look out for that.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah. When you watch it, there's a red lipstick moment.
And there's one that is the complete opposite
of
that.
Yeah, there's one that's the complete opposite.
The complete opposite of that interaction.
Yeah. And it's clearly visible.
Yeah. That is so great because, I mean, look, this show obviously is about finding a connection beyond looks. I mean, that's the whole point of it. But then there's also that moment where it all boils down to the looks of each other. And, you know, sometimes it's not going to work for whatever reason. But, you know, we hope it does.
But then sometimes they can get over that.
That's it. Yeah.
Remember the reason they fell in love in the pods. You know, so
that all comes down to what type of person you are. Right. Mm. So, you know, hopefully you're there for good intentions and the right reasons, and you're there because you want to find somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with, and then you see each other and you're like, oh, actually, I'm not sure. Are you willing to kind of go past that and keep giving it a go and seeing if actually that person that you've connected with, just because initially they might not be your stereotypical type, maybe you're missing out on the greatest thing that might have ever happened to you because you are judging on maybe the wrong hair colour.
You sound like the therapist between me and my wife when she's saying, like, do you not think you might miss out? Like, ignore the looks, Tracy. You know, ignore that. Do we have any stats on how successful the show has been in terms of, like, how many people stay together or how many people, like, you know, don't make it past the initial meeting or whatever?
We don't have any stats, but there are multiple weddings that have happened that are still together. There are Love is Blind babies.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a proven track record.
It's got a good track record. I mean, it's kind of tricky to know, isn't it? But
yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot that haven't worked as well.
Absolutely. You know, but, I mean, that's successful across the board.
Yeah, their relationships. In general. Absolutely. I mean, like, you know, no matter what form, like, people meet in a bar, people meet in work, people meet through friends. Like, there's lots of different types of meeting, and some work and some don't.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. And this is a very intense way of meeting someone.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're nice. Shall we get married?
By the way, what do you look like?
Yeah.
We'll get to that. That's down the line. That's down the line. Based on the trailer alone, it looks very exciting. You two talking about it, by the way, is brilliant. That's a great way of setting it up, that trailer that you have out. I really enjoyed that.
It's cute, isn't it? It was really fun. When they asked you a trailer, we were like, what?
Say what?
This is very posh. Yeah. And then we saw the concept of it and we thought it was absolutely hilarious, didn't we?
Absolutely.
It was so good. So good. It kind of is a good indication of what the series is like as a whole because, you know, it's very much about love and it's very emotional, but it is full of humour as well.
Yes.
It's got a really good humorous vibe about it.
And a bit of drama.
Yeah. Well, you can't have a show without a bit of the drama, thankfully. Yeah. What about when you guys met? Was it like, did looks matter as you passed each other in MTV corridors all those years ago? Or was that the initial attraction?
You know what? The first time I ever saw him was backstage at MTV. We didn't know each other. We'd never spoken to each other. And I walked, he was walking that way and I was walking that way. And I just kind of like looked, he wasn't looking at me, I looked at him and I thought, underneath all that makeup, he's really cute. That was my initial thought of seeing Matt in person for the first time.
I mean, absolutely. When Busted wore the Kiss makeup, it was a bit over the top.
It was a real look. I had terrible acne, so I just had makeup all over my face trying to hide it.
I have to wrap it very quickly before I go. I ask my guests all these questions. I don't have time for all of them. I'll just ask one because I have to ask because we spoke about the cold water immersion stuff. My question is, because I don't, we've already established that Matt and I are very different showers, and maybe you too, Emma, but I don't wash my legs in the shower. Do you guys?
This is another subject that we're very hot on. I do wash my legs in the shower. Emma is not a leg washer.
I do now because he shamed me into it.
How dare you?
Well, this whole thing came up. Is it because of Taylor Swift?
I don't. How did it come up? I've been asking this question for about 5 years of people.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Sophie Turner.
Yeah. One of these.
I was saying anyway, it's a Sophie Turner thing. So it came up. It came up because somebody famous had mentioned not washing their legs. And I was a bit like, well, I don't wash below my knee, really.
Why would you?
But how? Why not? But it takes this. It takes this. It's so lazy.
Yeah, you've uncovered my entire personality type, in fairness to you, Matt.
Since I admitted that, Matt has literally looked at me like I don't ever bathe. So now, especially when he walks in when I'm in the shower, I kind of make a point of
come on, those filthy legs, you.
Get down there
you can't have smelly shins. Come on.
Well, I'm living with mine. Emma and Matt, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you guys. Best of luck with Love is Blind, August 7th, out on Netflix. Great to chat, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks a lot, mate.
See you. Bye. Bye-bye.
He's great.
Yeah, he's fun, isn't he?
Emma and Matt, two sound people. This room, two sound people left, one unsound person going on his holiday.
Hey!
Good
luck,
losers!
Adios, amigos!
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.